This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Paul Rimsmondale and radiosurvivor.com reports that three radio activist groups are preparing to ask the Federal Communications Commission to explore the possibility of either extending or moving the low-power FM application window, preferably before the close of 2013. Right now, applicants for low-power FM stations are to file between October 15th and October 29th. But as of October 1st, the U.S. government has been shut down and the Federal Communications Commission only has a skeletal staff. That means that questions from possible applicants that are coming into the FCC right now are being lined up in a queue and will be answered in order once the government reopens. That may not give applicants enough time to get their applications together by October 15th, depending on when the government reopens, according to representatives from radio activist groups Common Frequency, Prometheus Radio, and REC Networks. Clay Leander, the president of Common Frequency, said that his group had a conference call with the FCC just before the shutdown with other groups involved in low-power FM, including the National Association of Community Broadcasters, REC Networks, Native Public Media, the National Hispanic Coalition, and the Alliance for Community Media, as well as Prometheus Radio Project. Prometheus Policy Director Sanjay Jolly said in Radio Survivor.com that, quote, once the shutdown is over, we plan to press the commission to make fair accommodations to those applicants who may require additional time due to the shutdown. This might entail asking for a delay of the window, unquote. He said that, quote, the specifics depend on when the shutdown ends, where LPFM applicants are at that point, and the FCC's audio division's capacity to get everything up and running, unquote. You can read more about this story at Radio Survivor.com. Jennifer Waits at Radiosurvivor.com takes a look at the California Historical Radio Society and their YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/calradiohistory/videos. The California Historical Radio Society's video collection includes interviews including Carter B. Smith, Terry McGovern, Rosie Allen, Ben Fong Torres, and Stan Burford.
Hi, I'm Steve Cushman. I'm president of the California Historical Radio Society. Here we are in the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame in the KRE building at 601 Ashby Avenue in Berkeley. A lot of these people you see here are on this YouTube page. We're proud to feature these new living histories of many of your Bay Area radio favorites. They all have something to do with radio. They all have great stories to tell. So look at them all and enjoy them.
You can see that story at radiosurvivor.com.